Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
This Valentine's Day, you know just what to get that special someone because you know just what makes them tick. So head on over to ProFlowers.com to get fresh this Valentine's Day and get 15% off through February 14th on gifts for your special someone with promo code CRUSH15. See website for details.
The Favorites podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. They're America's number one sportsbook with an easy-to-use app that's safe and secure. And when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. And this season, FanDuel Sportsbook is making betting easy for everyone. With great promos like risk-free bets, enhanced odds markets, same-game parlays, and more. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. It is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot to discuss. This will be our only podcast of the week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. We don't expect anyone to be downloading podcasts on Thanksgiving. We expect them to be betting on football. We expect them to be ignoring their family on Thanksgiving. So Simon and I, we're going to load this podcast like a Thanksgiving plate. We are going to stuff it like a turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving, gamblers. We're thankful for you.
We're going to get to the full slate. We'll get to the big balls bet of the week. We'll get to the Simon Says bet of the week. I'm talking, of course, about Simon Hunter, professional bettor, my co-host on the podcast. We will do a Scooch Roulette. Simon.
That's the best week, Chad. Thanksgiving week. I mean, I feel like if you're a diehard football fan, this has to be your favorite holiday. You get to eat all day and you sit on the couch. No one can say anything to you. You just watch football all day. It's just a great day. And the games are always just terrible. So it's truly the best holiday, in my opinion.
It's an amazing day. I truly love it.
It's very American, too. Like 4th of July, you blow stuff up, which is very American. And then on Thanksgiving, which is a very American holiday, you just sit around, eat food, and watch football. It's just
bet on football.
Bet on football.
And you know what's exciting? It's very possible. We are probably right now the two best bettors in America. Because what happened 2 weeks ago with our five picks? We went 4-1. What happened this past weekend with our five picks? We went 4-1. We lost the Falcons on Thursday.
Whew.
We should have known better.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
That was
we should have known better. One of us should be blamed for that. Because that was ugly. But we rallied. Because we told everybody a week ago today, bet the fucking Texans money line, people. This is the spot. Bet the Texans money line. Simon said, bet the Texans plus 10.5 as soon as it came out. We did all those things. We had them in the contest. We won. We had the Bears in the contest. We won. We had the Vikings in the contest. We won. Who else did we have in the contest?
Colts.
We had the Colts in the contest. Dude. And we had the Colts on the money line.
Yeah. So that was one of those weekends. It's just a reminder to the fans of the show, like, I love them. They're just loyal, and they've been through it with us all season. And last week, we gave out Washington football team money line against the Buccaneers. No other show in the world is giving you that money line. That hit. We gave out Carolina's money line against Arizona. That hit. Then this past weekend, we gave out the Colts money line. That hit. We gave out Houston's money line. That hit. I feel like that's what separates our show from other shows is no one's giving that out. No one's giving out the 1-8 Houston Texans on Tuesday to go beat Tennessee, who's 8-1. It's my favorite thing about betting is when you're seeing it clear like that. And it's just like when that game got going, I was sweating because they're kicking field goals. But it was exactly how I planned. And I was giving shit to a lot of the guys I work with because they rejected my big bet. Like Bob texted me. He goes, man, you're going to kill me on this one. And I just texted him back. You made a mistake because that's what they did. Passing on that Houston one. I knew that was a horrible number. I had it at 7. It was 10.5. Loved it. And I was just. Not like the only game we really had to sweat was that Vikings one. And I guess you could say the Bears, but not really. But the Vikings one was so classic. Like I was thinking to myself, I knew me and Chad were going to get burned by Kirk. But luckily it all came through 4-0. We're three games out of being back to 500, which is crazy to think because we were just dying there. But apparently we didn't do as bad as I thought because literally if we go 5-0 this week, we'll be two games up 500.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year in which all the fundamentals we believe in have not played in our favor until the past couple of weeks when things have started to sort of round out into form. You mentioned just now your big bets, and I know the week before, for people who don't know, like you're part of a syndicate, you've got a lot of clients, you will give out really big bets 3 to 4 times a year. And you won the first couple of times you did this. You lost on the Colts plus 7. I think it was against the Titans. And that hurt quite a bit. And the last couple of weeks, you wanted to do the Niners. This past week, you wanted to do the Texans. And you've got to find a consensus and your team has to agree with you. Someone had DM'd me. What are the other two big bets? You were on the Colts. And what were the other two?
You don't remember?
No.
Ravens versus Chiefs. I think it was a Monday night game.
Oh, my God. Ravens we nailed that.
Yeah. So Ravens went outright, but I think we had 4.5 or maybe 3.5. So that was a nice one. And then I do a little bit of chalk. People are shocked I get chalky with it. I do if I think it's a good number. So it was the Chiefs and the Buccaneers money line. So it was a little money line parlay. That was my other biggest bet of the year. So that was when I got really lucky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, New England doinked off the field goal. So that's why I don't always do that, but I just do money line to play it safe where, like we talked last week, I couldn't believe it. A professional group had came in really heavy on the Buccaneers minus 10. That's rare that a pro group will take a double digit favorite. They won by 20. Clearly those guys knew that was a bad number last night. So I'm a coward. I go the other way. I try to just do money lines. Some pro groups really do take those big numbers and they win on them.
Yeah. I remember both of those plays that I remember talking about that Bucs Chiefs thing and how nervous you were and talking about on the podcast before the games.
Cause it felt too easy.
Yeah.
I hated that. Like I hate when it feels too easy like that. That was the same reason. Like we talked on Sunday about the Colts. I had the number at 3. I didn't get how the bookmakers were off by so many points. I didn't get why the Colts line was plus 7. Sure enough, it played out. They beat them by, 40 points. So that is when the bookmakers just lay bad lines. That happens all the time. That's the scariest part, though, is before the game starts, you're like, I don't get it. Why? What am I seeing that no one else is seeing? Why is this so easy? So that was a nice one. But like you just said, we're already into next week. 6 weeks left, Chad. 6 weeks left in the season, buddy.
Let's rock and roll. We got a Thursday Thanksgiving spectacular.
Chicago Bears at Detroit Lions.
My phone has been blowing up all morning because there are rumors out there that Thursday will be Matt Nagy's last team coaching the Chicago Bears. Right now, they're about 3-point favorites. They'll be the opening game against the Lions. I mean, look, last week it was Tim Boyle against Baker Mayfield. This week, I haven't seen reports about Jared Goff.
No, it's Dalton, but it's Dalton, right?
It's Andy Dalton, but I don't know if it's Jared Goff or Tim Boyle.
Oh, I'm assuming it's Tim Boyle.
Here's what I think. If it's Matt Nagy's last game.
It's not, though.
You don't think it will be?
Isn't the whole Bears history, they've never fired a coach in season?
I know, but I've been thinking about this. And like, at this point, they're not going to hire a new coach. Part of the reason they do that is because they are incredibly cheap. And so like, they don't like to fire coaches and have to pay them out. It's why they brought back Ryan Pace. It's why they brought back Matt Nagy.
Right.
So my feeling is at this point, you're not going to go hire a new coach. So it doesn't matter if you fire him right now. You're going to have to pay him either way. And it's only like the rest of the season. So it's a sunk cost. Why not just get rid of him? So that's the rumor going around in Chicago right now. Last night at the Bulls game, when the Bulls were down by 30 to the Pacers. And yes, I was watching that. Shout out Stacey King and Adam Amin, best broadcasters in the NBA. They were chanting fire Nagy at the United Center. Swear to God.
Chicago hates Matt Nagy. He's been a train wreck, so I get it.
Yeah. That said, Bears by 3, if it's his last game with a steady Eddie Andy Dalton against a terrible Lions team, or is this the time the Lions rise up?
No, you know what to do here. You take the Bears here.
You do.
You really do. I believe the Lions they're 6-10 ATS on Thanksgiving, their last 16. There's a weird trend on Thanksgiving. Favorites win, even public favorites. Like people getting all the money, these favorites usually cover and win. You really love a favorite people don't like on Thanksgiving. And that's why I think we're going to end up with the Bears team. We want these rumors. Please, more rumors in media. Give us more. That's only going to drive the public to the Lions. We've seen it time and time again this year. When the public's coming in heavy on the Lions, you want to go the other way. That's usually like – this line reminds me a lot of the Eagles line. Remember that Eagles line was 3.5.
Yeah.
I already can see myself zagging on this. I made this over under 243. I see it's down to 41.5 at some books. So I'll be on the Bears. I'll be on the over. Just can see a lot of turnovers coming from that guy Boyle. And you're not going to have dead arm back there, Baker Mayfield, not be able to complete ball 4 yards. Andy Dalton's been putting it downfield. Like that game against the Ravens, he was putting it downfield when he came in. He was completely changed that game once he came in. So clearly Andy Dalton's more comfortable in this offense than field. So the fact that it is Andy Dalton, yeah, I feel good about taking the Bears here. I like this number at -3.5. As long as it stays below 4 or at 4, that's a good number to me on this game.
Well, this will be the game that I'm watching and sweating and being miserable about while I prep my turkey.
Road favorites, 10-2 against the Lions on Thanksgiving.
I think it is our big balls bet of the week.
Love it. I mean, the Bears, is that by far the biggest one? Like, no one wants to bet that team. The Bears are definitely that team that we're going to wake up. We're going to have instant regret when it's 7-0 Detroit. And it's going to feel like it's going to take forever to get Andy Dalton to get us over that hump. But I believe in this Bears team, this one game.
Big ball
NFL's bet of the week on the Chicago Bears. My team, the Chicago Bears. They have my heart. They have my money.
Las Vegas Raiders at Dallas Cowboys.
Raiders, 8-point underdogs, 7.5-point underdogs on the road, visiting the Cowboys, who did not look good. You and I completely disagreed on this Chiefs Cowboys game.
Yeah. You also like the over. I like the under. So
I never said Guy. I was non-committal on the total.
You're pretty dismissive. People are saying you're real dismissive about that. And I think it went under by 26 points.
I wasn't dismissive about that. You're referencing the show Convince Me that we do on Sunday mornings. And I will say to people, like, because we don't have a show on Thursday this week, watch Convince Me at 11 a.m. on Sunday, because that is when you'll get like our freshest ideas on what's been happening during the week. 11 a.m. at Action Network HQ. Wasn't dismissive. I just liked what someone else was saying better about the Browns and the Lions. Turned out to be right. I loved the Chiefs minus 2.5. You talked me off it. Raiders plus 7.5. Are we betting the Cowboys?
Oh, God. I hate that I have to take the Raiders here, but I really don't want to. But CD Lamb's out. Amari Cooper's out. That offense, he looked lost. Like, no receivers could open against an awful Chiefs secondary. I know the Raiders secondary has been great this year, but I mean, man, that's a lot of points to be given the Cowboys when they have their two top weapons are out. So I will be taking the Raiders here, but ever since the Ruggs accident, they just have not been right. They've had back-to-back games now. They've just been terrible. So I will be on the Raiders, but I don't know if this is going to be one of my better bets of the week.
I don't get this wise guy love for the Raiders, to be honest. Like, it continued last week with the Bengals. It happened the week before. They've gotten blown out in both games. Why can't wise guys quit the Raiders?
I told you a really wise guy group came in and bet their under of wins after that whole incident happened.
That's true.
And they bet the under at 6, which is like crazy because they're at 5 wins. So there are some groups out there that are on this. I think they're looking at still the same point from what I'm looking at, where it's like Derek Carr is, he obviously hasn't been good these last couple of weeks, but he is good this year. I think he's 4th in the league in passing yards. And you have a defense that gets pressure when they rush 4. That's a big deal in football. Like, not a lot of teams have that kind of ability. So that's why I think they keep coming in on this Raiders team. But Derek Carr, he's the reason this keeps getting let down. This guy's throwing picks in the fourth quarter, giving the ball up and turning into 7 for the other team. So that's why, like, it's hard to say that I want to make this one of my bets, like 4 or 5, but it feels like I have to bet this as a professional. This number is way too inflated. And I think it's just because it's a holiday game. Like, they opened at 7, now it's up to 8, 8.5 at some books. It's just the public's going to come in so heavy on this Cowboys team.
And they are. The public is coming in. It's like 65-35.
That makes sense. But, again, their two top weapons are out. Like, they couldn't do anything against a bad Chiefs defense. Of course, I see the Dallas bouncing back here. But bouncing back, being a team by more than double digits, I just don't see it with this team as they are right now.
By the way, you mentioned the Lions are a team that when the public is backing them, you want to fade. They're getting 60% of the bets.
Right. It's all the drama going on with the Bears team. I think everyone's just going to be off of them. But I just think it's all noise. Like, I get that he might have lost that locker room. He didn't lose Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's playing for his career right now. So, like, if you have a guy, you're giving me Andy Dalton. I know he's terrible, but him versus Tim Boyle, I feel like that really skews that matchup towards the Bears.
Even versus Jared Goff.
Yeah. But Tim Boyle had 2 picks last week in a game. I think he threw the ball only like 16 times. The guy is, he's bad.
Andy Dalton, professional rifleman.
Buffalo Bills at New Orleans Saints.
I do want to throw to Matt Mitchell for a second. We have gotten requests in my DM that people like when Matt Mitchell has something to say. The Buffalo Bills are playing on Thanksgiving. It's Matt Mitchell's favorite team playing on his 100% favorite holiday. If there was ever a holiday that matches a human more, I can't think of it. It's Matt Mitchell getting to bet and stuff his face with food and watch his favorite football team as 4.5-point favorites against the New Orleans Saints. Matt Mitchell, please weigh in.
The best part about this game is actually that the game kicks off after both children will be asleep Central Time, which is exhilarating for me. And also that this will be the first time ever in my life that I'll be in my own home on Thanksgiving. I don't have any other responsibilities other than doing exactly as you outlined, eating that second dinner, that third dinner, eating the first layer of pies, working my way to the second tertiary pies, having my heart stomped on in that last Bills game. Confidence is kind of at an all-time low. I hate the short week. I hate that they're traveling. I hate that it feels like they're playing for their season already, which is a weird thing to say. Luckily, it's also the two-year anniversary of Buffalo going down to Dallas and choking the Cowboys to death on Thanksgiving, and they kept showing that grizzled old fuck Jerry Jones looking like he wanted to jump out of the owner's box and end it all, which is a Thanksgiving memory that'll live in my heart forever. So not feeling that confident this Thanksgiving, but I wasn't feeling confident that year either. So maybe my expectations, like my cholesterol, will be on the rise come Thursday night.
Simon, do we play the Saints plus 5.5 here?
This was not on a holiday. We would. If this was Sunday, we would. But I told you on Thanksgiving chat, we bet with the public in most instances. And that's the one of the times we do it right here. Give me the Bills. Love this all the way up to 6. Classic. This number would be way higher if the Bills had done what people thought they were going to do against the Colts, but they didn't. And I think everyone's feeling the same way Matt Mitchell's feeling right now. This team does not look good. They're on a short week. They have not done well against good defense. And the Saints are a good defense. But this is what you want when you want to bet this Bills team indoors. That's when they kill these teams. You got Diggs on turf. You got Sanders on turf. All their receivers perform better on turf. That's just facts. They're a very, very fast team. Literally, the Bills have built a perfect indoor team when they play all their games outdoors. It's bizarre. But that's what they've built. It's a very, very fast team. I already reread a bunch of reports about the coaches talking about they're going to get Josh Allen on the move. Like, they think the biggest issue this year is he's been too much standing in the pocket trying to pass instead of taking what the defense has given him, which if he can take it 10 yards, he should be taking those 10 yards. I think we see a big adjustment here. We saw last week with Hurts against the Saints team. They could not handle a running quarterback. I feel like we're going to see the exact same thing here with Josh Allen this week. So exactly what Matt Mitchell was saying, a short week is the fear with everyone. I like it. It's just a quick turnaround. Get that bad taste out of your mouth. Go on the road with the team. It's really – that's what you kind of want. You want them all together like they are for the holiday, a great team building moment for this Bills team. So this to me is a turning point in their season. If they don't win this, it really might be New England's defense to win this division to win this year. So this is a huge game for this Bills team.
What I'm not buying from you is the whole Thanksgiving favorites thing. It's too small of a sample size and there's no logic. Do you know what I mean? I can't.
Public favorites getting 57% of the bets or better, 24-7 against the spread.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, shut up, nerd.
Yeah, well then fuck you, because you're telling me that I should take the Bears and the Lions are, oh, the Bears are the favorite.
Wow, this guy keeps digging the hole deeper. Keep going. What else you got?
Well, by the way, it's Thanksgiving. We all love each other. And like, you have to make it so angry.
When?
When I challenge you.
It's just hilarious. You think that's me being angry? You've never seen me angry, Chad. This is
Wait,
this
you're
is,
not the you're not Simon. You're not Simon the Hulk. You're just a human being. What was that stat again? It was really good.
Public favorites. I'll tweet all this stuff out because I'm stealing it all from Brandon.
Brandon Anderson, favorites, by the way.
57% of the bets, getting 50% of the bets from the public. They're 24-7 ATS on Thanksgiving. So 77%.
That's since 2003.
2005. Sorry.
2005. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's what I mean. Like I've noticed this over the years where, you know, I love taking public, like home dogs. It's my favorite thing to do. It just did not work out for me a couple of years ago. And I've kind of adjusted to it where I kind of beef up these lines a little bit for these favorites, just because that's how the public's going to bet it regardless. And it's worked out for me. So, you know, I do think this line will get up higher with the Bills. So if you get the 4 right now, I would definitely take that number.
Well, look, we're taking the trend with the Bills. We're ignoring the trend with the Raiders, and we're doing whatever we want with the Bears Lions. So we're really only following the trend for one game.
Atlanta Falcons at Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Falcons, basically, this is a pick. Everything's coming in on the Falcons right now.
I've even banned. I mean, the funniest was I got so many messages. People were like, please just don't even talk about the Jaguars anymore. I can't stand it anymore.
It was terrible.
So we'll pass. But of course, I'm going to be on a home dog. I'll be on the Jaguars.
This is a corner TV game. if there ever was one.
Yeah, this is like one of those the tops I'll put on as a grant. It's a low bet game.
Except the other game.
New York Jets at Houston Texans.
The Jets are now 3-point underdogs, and this is a pros Joe's game. The bets are coming in on the Jets. The money is coming in on the Texans.
I'm shocked the bets are coming in on the Jets. I guess maybe people are thinking fade Houston after that win with Tennessee, but we talked all the time why we loved Houston. We loved Taylor. I mean.
And he was great.
Yeah. I'm so mad at myself for not betting his rushing touchdowns. He ran for two of them last week. He's just a difference maker, and that's what I try to explain to my boss Bob. It's like they really hated that bet because they just don't trust him as a quarterback. And I kept saying he's way better than people give him credit for. Like, he just doesn't make the stupid plays. And I get he did in that Miami game. We talked. That was just rust. He just looked rust and sloppy in that game, his first game back from the injury. So nothing's changed here. I love this number. I'm so happy it's at 2.5. That's great. The public will keep betting the Jets, and hopefully it's Flacco. I would bet it now, but I'd also wait to bet a decent amount on it to make sure you know who the quarterback is, because I do think they can make it a close game with these other quarterbacks besides Flacco. But just looking on paper, this number should be 4. I have to take Houston in this matchup.
When Bob says to you, we're not doing this big bet that you want to do, are you like, do you say to him as your boss, fuck you, nerd?
No, because he's not my friend.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. That's sweet. Yeah. You call me your friend.
I mouth off to him in the sense that I just simply text back mistake when he told me not to play them. So that's how you kind of drive the nail in there.
All I know is that you just called me your friend.
Best friend, buddy.
Best friend forever.
Yeah, it's all in love.
Yeah, true love.
Tennessee Titans at New England Patriots.
Wow. 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 The Titans are, it looks like, 6.5-point underdogs on the road. What happened here? That's insane.
We've been burned by the, like, we can't fade the Patriots until a further date. They're on a roll. They're just a covering machine. I think I've gone against them 3 out of 4 of the weeks. They've just been covering. So I have to throw the numbers out. Of course, this is a great number to take the Titans. Have to throw it out here. You really can't go against this Patriots team. Belichick, not only does he have the defense playing at a crazy high level, the offensive scheme right now is just perfect matchup for this Tennessee team. They're going to be able to run it against them. The Tennessee Titans are terrible against play action. That's what New England loves to do with Mac Jones. So, I would love to take Tennessee on the road here, but it's just not when the dogs want to be taken this week. I'll probably end up on the Patriots.
Wowzer. Mac Jones, a witch nipple quarterback. That's all there is to it. Amen. Do you think his brother is going to say to him on Thanksgiving, like we instructed him to, hey, Mac, what's up, Mac Nipple?
Yeah, he's got it.
I feel like that's a little bit of a trap here. I know what you're saying.
I hate it. I want to take Titans so bad, but I've had to up the numbers on New England. Like I said it last week, if they won that game against Atlanta, I would move them way up in my power ratings to be like a top 2, top 3 team in the AFC. And that's what they are. Like, they dominated both sides of the ball. Of course, Mac looked like a rookie. He threw a pick, and like, that's what we were expecting. But the rest of the team's so complete, it didn't even matter. They're just a dominant team right now.
Every fiber of my being is saying take the Titans here.
That's fair. I mean, again, if it comes Sunday, we'll see. But as we sit here on Tuesday, I would recommend taking New England.
The wise guy play is the Titans. The wise guy number is the Titans.
It's at a dead number, though. It's at 5.5 or 5. Like, if it got to 6.5, I'd agree with you. But there just isn't any really real value in a 5.5 number.
I'm seeing 6.5. I do see a 6.5 out there.
Like, so like, if I hit 6.5, I would have to pull the trigger on that, but I don't feel good about it.
I just want it known that I'm convincing you.
You are, because I have this number 3.5, and like, I want to take the Titans. It's inflated to the max, but I just cannot do it.
Wow. No courage. Maybe for Thanksgiving, you should ask for courage.
Simon Hunter, professional coward.
The Eagles, your Eagles, looked strong against the Saints.
Philadelphia Eagles at New York Giants.
Every time the Saints started to get closer in that game, the Eagles answered against a Giants team. Just fired Jason Garrett. That is just coming across the wire. Really looked pathetic on offense. Only scored last night a touchdown when they had an intercept. They were set up inside the 5-yard line. The line is Giants plus four.
Oh God. I mean, I love the Giants. It's crazy. Yeah. Divisional game. You have to take it though. This is such a pro number. Same reason we took the Vikings last week. Unfortunately, we didn't get the Vikings at a three, which would have been great. Cause at the end of that game, you're like, all right, this is either team's going to win this game by field goal, but here you're getting a gift for the Giants. It's up to four now. It's going to be 3.5 at a lot of books. You bet this number. You got to bet this number every time. The Eagles are good. They're not that good. They were, I think, just 2 weeks ago, this line was minus three Giants. Now it's flipped 7 points. So take the value they're giving you on these sports books.
And it is a 100% pros Joe's game. Majority of the money on the Giants, majority of the bets. Let's foxhole on the Eagles.
This should be our foxhole.
Foxhole!
Let's climb down into the foxhole.
Not a lot of people are going to get in there. There's going to be a lot of bullets flying over top of us here. This is one of the uglier bets we're making this week.
Listen, you don't win. You don't become the best bettors in the country over a 2 week period by making the popular decision.
That's true.
Being a leader, being in the foxhole means doing what's right, not doing what's popular.
And we're not going to get anyone. We've been on a roll here. These double digit dogs, money lines. No double-digit dogs this week, under 10 points. So, sadly, it's going to end our streak. But, hey, it was a great two-week run.
We still have a Simon Says, and we still got to do Scooch Roulette, don't forget. Our big balls was the Bears. Our foxhole, was the Giants. And now, a quick word from our friends at FanDuel. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel Sportsbook is thankful for you. That's why they're giving all customers up to a $100 bonus on same game parlays. Feast on the NFL all weekend long and turn little bets into big paydays with same game parlays. On Thursday, I'm considering a Thanksgiving Day same game parlay of the Dallas Cowboys minus the points, the under, and Zeke Elliott. Rushing yards over. I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook because it's safe, easy to use, and when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. So log on to FanDuel Sportsbook app and unlock your same game parlay bonus today. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can also enjoy a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 when you sign up with promo code FAVORITES. That's promo code FAVORITES exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Bonuses are issued as non-withdrawable site credits that expire in 7 days. Max bonus $100 plus 400 odds or longer wager required. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help in Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Let's get back to the show. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay Buccaneers fresh off a win. The Indianapolis Colts fresh off of a win.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Indianapolis Colts.
Feels like a Colts number to me. 2.5, 3 points.
Number one Colts fan. It's easy. Of course, I bet this. I think people are tweeting at me before they even put the line up. They're like, are you going to be on the Colts again against the Bucs? Of course. I mean, that team against the Bills is exactly what I envisioned coming into the season, what I would see from this Colts team. Just an incredibly dominant offensive line with the best running back in football. Carson Wentz just not screwing them over. Like, again, you saw in that game when it was 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, he was making those plays. And that's what you want from Carson. Like, that's what makes him different than guys like Sam Darnold, who cannot make that play consistently. That's what I love about Carson. He's healthy right now. That O-line's healthy. The Bucs team didn't look that healthy, honestly, against that Giants team. They had a bunch of little things happening in that game where you're just like, it's still not right. Now it's getting there. Like, they had Gronk back. They were running the ball against that Giants team. But without all those turnovers from, Daniel Jones, that was just a complete meltdown game for them. They were going to be in that game that whole time, the Giants. It felt like they were really going to be in that game. So We've talked about it all season. We've just been betting against Brady on the road. It's yet to fail us. It's worked out every time we've done it. I mean, the Saints, no one thinks they're a good team. We bet them on the number and on the money line. They beat them outright. Washington football team, people don't think they're a good team. They beat them outright. People do think the Colts are a good team. So how can we not take this number with this Colts team +3? That's just – it could be a little bit of a sharp trap, but I'm happy to walk into it. I think we're getting a great number here with this.
Sharp trap. We got a sharp trap, everybody. We're getting some games here that we like. We really are. I think come Sunday, we're already looking at the Texans. We're looking at the Giants. We're looking at the Colts. It's going to be ugly.
My favorite bet's coming up.
Ooh, is it going to be Simon Says? Is it the...
Oh, it is.
So listen, I'm feeling really good about myself. here's why. Discipline. Discipline and instinct. The Steelers are visiting the Bengals. The Steelers are 4.5-point dogs on the road. Two nights ago, it was Sunday night. The Steelers were 6-point dogs to the Chargers. Right before the game, I fired away on the Steelers at +6. Went to bed. Chaos ensued. They won. Obviously, it was the right side. Or they lost, but they covered. Obviously, the right side.
Last night,
I was very tempted to bet the over. Didn't do it. Very tempted to bet the Giants. Didn't do it. Very tempted to bet Kadarius Toney over 41 passing receiving yards. Didn't do it. He landed at 40. So I wake up today, because I'm the best bettor in the world, you're not even a part of the conversation anymore, and I've expanded it beyond the country to the world. I feel like I'm in the right place.
You're seeing the board well. That's what it is.
I'm seeing the board. I'm seeing the whole board. And I look at this, and I see Steelers +4.5.
Pittsburgh Steelers at Cincinnati Bengals.
Simon Says.
Actually, I like the Bengals, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm going to end up on the Steelers. I just thought it was a fishy line. I didn't get why it was so high up. I made this line 3. So my instincts right away were to pound the Steelers. I don't get why the books hung this so high. This could be like the Colts game where they just hung a bad number and you were dead wrong. Like the Pittsburgh is by far the play here. I'm waiting because I didn't really get the number. It kind of feels like the Seahawks last week. Like I didn't understand why the Seahawks were +2. I stayed away from that one. That game stunk of a trap. That's how I feel about this game here. It's it feels too easy. Pittsburgh's defense, they would dominate this Bengals offense, in my opinion. Like that, if they had TJ Watt back, that front seven against this really bad Bengals offensive line, that's a great matchup for this Pittsburgh team. But it's just a fishy line. So we'll talk later in the week about this one. I'm seeing it down to 3.5 at some books. So obviously the pros have come in on this number, but it just seems off to me. I don't get why this line didn't open at 3.
Fishy. What do you have a power rated at right now?
I had it at 3. So like, that's what I assume the books would just open at that and just let the public bet it up or down, let them decide. Instead, they opened it heavy Pittsburgh. Money has come flying in on Pittsburgh. I bet the ticket count's coming on Pittsburgh just because that's my first instinct. As soon as I saw that number, I thought, wow, that's way too high. So that's one of those, I bet it. I might've put $2,000 on it right now. I might bet more later in the week, but right now I'm just holding off because I don't really trust this number.
Carolina Panthers at Miami Dolphins.
The Panthers are 1.5-point favorites. Don't say anything yet. I'm going to tell you right now, how are we not betting the Dolphins here?
Really? Wow, I'm shocked. I thought you were going to come on the Panthers. I like the Panthers here. Coming off a loss, playing a Miami team that's 1-2 in a row now. They're feeling good. That was – I mean, I watched that game because I, for some reason, bet a bunch of money on Miami. I hate Joe Flacco that much, I guess. Man, Miami's got issues. Their defense is getting a little better, but against this Carolina team, I love that running style against a defense that, you know, they give up the run, Miami. That's one of the things they're not good against. So I'm leaning towards Carolina, but me and you are split on this. We'll probably just stay away from it. It's not one of my favorite 5 anyway, but to me, it's just, I would like to fade this Miami team after a couple big wins. Cause again, it's hard for me to really believe in this Miami team. Tua just hasn't put it together enough games consistently where I'm like, okay, I really believe in what I've seen in this guy. He had a couple of really bad turnovers against that Jets team. So to me, this is I would either take Carolina or just stay away.
Interesting. I looked at this and thought, and I saw Tua's numbers and I saw a little bit of the game and I felt like he's starting to make better throws. It's not just a dink and duck kind of thing. He's completing a high percentage of his passes. And this defense is pretty good. And like Cam was terrible, like completely ineffective. So it just felt like I'm getting the home team as a underdog here.
You're right. And the trends favor what you're saying too. Like Flores has been really good against the spread at home as a home dog. But just like last night with Tampa, sometimes you got to zig and zag against these trends. And I saw the stats, Tom Brady 0-5 against the Giants, Tom Brady 0-7 on primetime. Eventually it always comes back around. So this is one of these where I do think they drop one here against a Carolina team that really needs this win.
All right. A classic Don Crickey, Todd Christensen, late afternoon NBC game. Shout out to the children of the 80s who know exactly what I'm talking about.
Los Angeles Chargers at Denver Broncos.
Chargers 2.5-point favorites.
Simon says, bet the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
When Simon says do it, when Simon says do it, we do what Simon says.
Tell me why.
You know why. We love Teddy. Teddy is a dog. Teddy is, 19-3 against the spread as a dog in his last 22, something crazy like that. Just anytime Teddy's a dog, we bet it. Even better here, we're getting great matchups. You have a Denver team that wants to run the ball. They have a two-headed monster against a Chargers team that cannot stop the run. They are just so bad against the run. Their secondary still has a couple issues where, you know, say what you want about Teddy, he can't get the ball downfield. They have a lot of speedy weapons on that team. He can get it really, really, really out of his hands fast, where like Bosa, all this pressure coming from the Chargers shouldn't matter. So a divisional game, home dog in Denver, love it. Love the +3. And the reason I'm saying Simon says I think pros are going to bet this down. I can see this game closing as a pick. This is going to be one of the sharper bet games for professionals this week. So I love Denver in this position.
I'm totally with you. A lot of times you look at the board and you try to think about what the sharp games are going to be. And for whatever reason, like the Broncos are never one of those teams that pops up. You know, if you were looking at this board, I think people would be more likely to say that the Colts are going to be sharp or the Giants are potentially going to be sharp or even the Steelers are going to be sharp. But I agree with you. Like everyone's going to look at this and look at the Broncos and think this is the side.
Yeah, especially it jumped out too, where it was like, I feel like it was Sunday night, or maybe it was like Monday morning, like 2 a.m. Just like multiple different people reaching out to me and be like, you already hit this Broncos line. And it's just like, okay, that's the play this week. So that was one of those where I bet it early, hasn't really moved much, which has made me a little nervous because I thought for sure they'd bump it down. Cause again, we talk all the time, the books, they like traps all the time. And this looks like one of those games that they're going to get a lot of money coming in on the Chargers and they're going to keep it at that 3 or maybe even drop it at 2.5. Those are kind of the signals you're looking for where it's like, okay, we're definitely on the right side here with this Chargers team.
Minnesota Vikings at San Francisco 49ers.
This is seems to me to be a perfectly lined game with the Niners. They are right now 3-point favorites. See no edge here in either direction.
Yeah, I want to take the Vikings, but I feel like I'm playing with fire here. I've just backed them so many weeks in a row now. It's probably time to get off the train. Like this is their peak. Highest level of and the value is it's not terrible value though. Like looking at a +3, that's the number you want. You'd rather have the +3 than the -3, but I'm with you. It's just it's a good line. That's what I made it. I think I made it 2.5, or maybe I did make it 2, but there's not enough of like you just said, these teams are pretty equal. The line, there's not that much value on taking the 3, so I would probably pass on this one.
If it got to 3.5, I would take the Vikings at 3.5.
Would like that. Yeah, that'd be really nice. But at 3, it doesn't feel like there's that much value.
This is why we're missing the Thursday pod this week, why it's a bummer. This is a game that would move, and it's a game we would talk about. And
especially like, this week, these short lines, like all these 3s. I can't remember a week, especially this season, we've seen so many home dogs at 3 or so many home favorites at -3. It's a very low, low number week.
Yeah, it's strange. It's really strange. Speaking of low, low number week.
Los Angeles Rams at Green Bay Packers.
Let's say the Rams are 1-point dogs. Let's say that your BFF, Chatty, kind of likes the Rams here.
Do you really? I don't. I still, something's just wrong there. Like Stafford hasn't played well in 2 weeks. I would love for this to be a get right spot for him. But he just, in his career, even on the Lions, he never played well at Lambeau. There's just something about an indoor quarterback going outside. I already have question marks with Matthew Stafford. The only thing going in your favor right now is, to me, is this COVID toe or whatever Aaron Rodgers dealing with, which, again, that's a real thing. People supposedly have gotten this COVID toe, and it's like turf toe, but way worse. And he's really dealing with it. But last week, he looked pretty damn good. So I'll wait and see what the injury report is for this game. We'll see if Aaron Jones is back. We'll see if Alexander's back for the secondary with Green Bay. But, yeah, usually a West Coast team going outdoors up to frozen Lambeau, if this is under 3, every time I'll take Green Bay. So I'll wait and see what this number is, because I don't think it's going to get up to that point. So no matter what, I think you're going to be able to get good value on this Green Bay team.
What the hell is COVID toe?
Apparently, it's a real thing. That's what Aaron Rodgers apparently has, is COVID toe. But you know what? I could be fooled by internet once again, but I heard it on Howard Stern, so I trust it.
Oh, come on. Have I told you that, you know, that I've written 7 books. 4 of them are bestsellers.
Chad Millman wrote a book.
And one of those bestsellers is They Call Me Baba Booey, which I co-authored with Gary Delabate. I was the ghostwriter for Gary Delabate's autobiography.
He's the only guy on that show I think I hate. I hate Gary.
Dude, you can't hate Gary.
I do. He's such a tool.
No.
Like, you know, you think Aaron Rodgers is a tool. I think that guy Gary is a giant tool.
He is. You spend 5 minutes with the guy, he is the nicest, most sincere, most authentic. Like, just in 35 years of working on the Howard Stern show, he is as sort of open to possibility and excited about making connections as he was when he was 24 years old and had a passion for radio and liked listening to Stern while he was a producer at NBC. Like, there's nothing. His wife is lovely. Like, he's just a wonderful guy. There's nothing not to like about him.
I bet he is. I'm just like, I listen to Stern for assholes. Like, I used to love Artie back in the day, Beetlejuice. Like, I know all that stuff's terrible nowadays. Those are my glory days, like the late 90s, early 2000s. That's when I just loved Stern. So it's nothing against him. I like assholes. That's why I listen to that show.
Interesting. Says so much about you. Let's talk about
Cleveland Browns at Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens are, what does it look like, 3.5-point favorites right now?
Yeah, sounds about right. Just let the record show, my favorite show is Always Sunny. Those are the biggest assholes in the world, Chad. So people know this. They know this
about
me.
I love that show.
They know I love assholes.
By the way, the Always Sunny boys right now, talk about podcasts. The Always Sunny boys released a podcast for the first time like 3 weeks ago. It is now beating Joe Rogan as the most downloaded podcast on Spotify.
Have you listened to it yet?
No, I haven't listened to it.
It's amazing. Like, the first episode, Charlie Day is complaining about eating too much cheese and feeling sick. Like, it's just hilarious. And he's not even doing a character. That's who he is.
It's so good. It's such a good show.
And let's get a pep talk for Frank Reynolds.
This is pathetic. This is awful. We've all been humiliated. Our asses are destroyed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, if life pushes you down, you gotta push back. If you're dealt a bunch of lemons, you gotta take those lemons and stuff them down somebody's throat until they see yellow. You gotta do the only thing that's left to do.
Yeah! What is it?
Well, there's the lemon stuff.
Right.
And then, I lost my train of thought. Let's go back to the bar.
Yep.
I have no idea what to make of this Browns-Ravens matchup. Like, my first thing I want to do is take the Browns at +4 because both these teams have major injuries. We don't know what's going on with Lamar. Like, in the history of quarterbacks, has a quarterback ever gotten sick more often than Lamar? Like, I can remember him missing other games being sick, not COVID-related. Like, he just gets sick. So, no clue. Like, if he really had the flu and he's been that bad that he was out all week and he missed the game this week, until I see him on the practice field, I'm not putting a dime onto this Ravens team. But if it comes Sunday and he's playing and this number is still at 4, I will take the Ravens. Baker, he just does not look right. He looked all right to start that game, and he had one hit from that Detroit Lions defense. The rest of the game, he was just off. Could not complete throw. So I think Colin Coward talked about it. He's cost himself a lot of money, Baker, and I agree with him. He's cost himself a lot of money trying to play through this injury the last couple of weeks. So I'm off of it. I'll stay away from this game until I know more info.
Would you say that Lamar Jackson, because of his illnesses, is the Charlie Day of NFL quarterbacks?
No, can't put him that low.
I often get texts from people sending me a picture of Glenn Howerton saying that we look alike.
No, I actually see a little bit. Yeah. Like when you're closed mouth like that, you actually do look like him.
Yeah. All right. All right. Monday Night Football. Kind of a stinker of a game.
Seattle Seahawks at Washington Football Team.
Basically even. Maybe the Seahawks are 1-point favorites. Tell me. I don't have a strong opinion here.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I like, again, Chad must, I must get all the DMs that I remember Chad. People are reaching out to me saying, how did Chad bet against his best friend, Colt McCoy? How could he take the Seahawks? And I told them, sometimes Chad gets caught up in the moment. He gets excited. He sees a number and he just takes it. Colt McCoy is your guy and you went against him. I can't believe that. But I don't know what to make of the Seahawks. We talked about it last week. I just don't trust Russ. I've had plenty of guys reach out to me that talk to people inside the Seahawks organization. He's missing guys nonstop in practice. We saw it again in the game. He just has this wobbly ball right now, and it's nosediving on him. He keeps putting it into the ground, a guy's feet. Russ does not do that. Russ does not ever kind of do those kind of throws. He's one of the most accurate passers in football. So he's not right. He just isn't. So I'll take Washington. I hate backing them. They're off back-to-back really big wins. Like that win against Tampa was huge. Now they won again against Carolina. Coming home, I would love to be able to fade this Washington team and take a Seahawks team that's lost, what is it, 3 straight? I can't do it, though. I just can't trust Russ right now to pick up first down. So I'm going to go with Heinicke. I'll back this Washington team, but this won't be one of our 5.
I love watching this Washington team. They're so fun. Taylor Heinicke is just great to watch. He's
figured it out.
Yeah. There was a few weeks ago, there was a story about Taylor Heinicke and having a conversation with the coaches and saying that he felt tight, that he wasn't playing his game, that he wasn't playing loose. And since then, he's just been a different quarterback.
No, me and him go to the same shrink. We both worked it out, Chad. We're letting it fly now, you know?
Fucking love that. Huge fan of mental health.
There we go.
All right. So let's narrow this down here. We definitely, come Sunday, we're going to talk about the Broncos. We're going to talk about the Texans at -2.5. We're going to talk about the Giants at +4. Maybe we'll kick that one out. We're going to talk the Colts at +2.5. It's 4 of a few. We might talk about the Steelers. We might talk about the Washington football team, even though you say you don't want to. We'll see what happens with the Packers. Got a lot of options here.
Hey, you ready for Scooch Roulette?
We're the best bettors in the world right now. So it feels to me like no matter what we do, we're probably going to go 4-1 or 5-0.
Sounds about right.
I don't believe in jinxes. I don't believe in not being able to say stuff out loud. What I believe in is that if you want something, you have to say it out loud.
You got to envision it. You got to see it before you, or what is it, Chad? I forgot the saying.
You got to see it to believe it.
Time to take down the hops.
When all hope is lost, all that's left is relief.
Let's play Scooch Roulette.
All right. So then I get to keep winning. I get to go first again because it all rolls over and I'm the best bettor in the world. And for that reason alone, give me the Denver Broncos.
Fuck, I knew you were going to do that.
+2.5 against the Chargers.
Fuck, I love covers, that
baby.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
All right, I'll go Giants against my Eagles. This is a great spot for them. Getting 3.5 or 4. So this is a good number to take with this Giants team.
All right. Teddy covers.
Should we do
I got the Broncos plus I got the Broncos 2.5. You got the Giants +4.
We'll do a money line round robin just because people love it. It's been cashing for them.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be as good as it was the last couple of weeks, obviously, because we got a bunch of short home dogs. So let's start off with a very tasty Giants at home. Then we'll go with the Colts at home. Go with the Broncos at home. I'll take Minnesota on the road because, like we just said, that seems like a coin flip kind of game. Like, I really want to put Pittsburgh in there. Should we just do that?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good five.
Yep. All right, we kind of nailed it. It's a Tuesday show. We're giving people a lot to wait for it. Chew on over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I'm going to stab your ass with this fork. Do you hear me?
I want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving. We're thankful for our listeners, both old and new. We're thankful for the comments. We're thankful for the feedback. And Simon, the last thing we got to talk about, we did have one comment, which me, you, and Matt debated the other day. Someone DM'd me and said, I sound like an idiot when I say love you at the end of the podcast, and I'm too old for that now, and I shouldn't say it anymore. And I kind of agreed that I've been feeling weird saying it the past couple of weeks. I don't know why. And then you and Matt Mitchell came in strong that it absolutely has to remain as the tagline.
Yeah. I feel like that's been your tagline for forever. I mean, how long did you start this podcast exactly?
We relaunched The Favorites September of 2018.
Like, I'm talking, when did you start way before that?
Oh, well, I launched Behind the Bets at ESPN in like 2010.
I might have stumbled upon your show maybe then or 2011. And even then you said, love you.
I know exactly when I said it. I started saying it in 2018 with The Favorites because Matt Ford, who was a producer on the show, a producer with a company called Blue Duck that we do a lot of work with. They're a fantastic production company. He was working on the show. He ended a show one time as a guest host and he said, love you. I just thought it was cute. And so I picked it up.
So it's a thing. You stole a tagline. Damn it.
Matt Mitchell.
Felt like a guy emails you and goes, hey, Chad, you know, it'd be fun if you forgot where you came from. And you said, ah, good point. That's a good point. I should do that. So I didn't care for that attitude.
Well, the love you thing, that might be the only time someone in the whole day will hear someone say to them, love you. So
that's right.
I feel like that's why you should leave it in. You know, it's all nice right to hear every once in a while.
You know what? We did it. We debated it. We're going to stick with it. If people have something better, then they can send it in. Our DMs are open. This has been The Favorites from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman. He is Simon Hunter. We are thankful for all of you. Download the podcast at Apple Podcasts, at Spotify. Make us number one on Spotify. We can catch the Always Sunny guys. I love those guys. Until next week. Love you.
Your Valentine's Day shouldn't start with a Hail Mary. We've got you covered on the big day when you order flowers and gifts from ProFlowers early this year. Head on over to ProFlowers.com to get 15% off our entire collection of blooms, gifts, and more for your cutie with promo code CRUSH15 until February 14th. The clock is running out, so don't wait until everyone's rushing the field for those last-minute gifts on February 14th. Be the MVP this Valentine's Day and go to ProFlowers.com to save 15% with code CRUSH15 at checkout. See website for more details.
Whether you are a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks. Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.